I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Visit betterhelp.com/Padilla because sometimes existing is exhausting.
My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'll be spending a day with pro fingerboarders to learn the truth about this niche sport in which people use miniature skateboards to ride and perform tricks with their fingers. By the end of this video, we'll learn how they design and build these miniature skateboards and skate parks, how far along the process is of bringing this sport officially to the Olympics, and we will witness history be made today when a fingerboarding world record is set for the very first time. Is fingerboarding a deeply rewarding craft that requires ample skill, determination, and patience to master? Or is it nothing more than a glorified toy for children and emotionally stunted adults? Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Nash.
How's it going?
Nurse.
How's it going?
How many hours of practice do you think it's taken for you to get that good?
2 or 3 hours a day for about 6 to 8 months.
I don't know, just go 20,000
hours. 20,000 yeah. hours, okay.
I did do a bunch of math and try to figure out how many times I popped my board, like did one trick. And I figured like, you know, how many tricks do I do in about 1 minute and how many minutes do I do in a day? About, you know, 10, 20, 30, so.
Yeah.
And then I multiplied it by all the days for 19 years and it was like something like a million.
A million, holy f- How long have you been fingerboarding and what first got you interested in it?
Around 13 or 14.
I've been fingerboarding for 19 years.
Started in the beginning. My dad made my first ramp, 2 years old. Keychain fingerboards, Tech Deck wasn't a brand yet. I'm 27 now.
So you've been doing this for 24 years, at least in some capacity.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people assume that fingerboarding is just like a senseless toy for kids. How much skill is actually required?
It's a lot of skill, it's hand-eye coordination, 100%. Mm-hmm. Fingerboarding to me is all timing. You could blindfold yourself, you can land the same trick. If you're doing it the same way every time, you're gonna catch it.
It seems like it's easy, but I have a feeling it's not.
No.
Are you down to teach me a trick or two and see like, so I can see how hard it is?
We'll teach you the basics.
Let's do it, let's go. Are there any like stretches or anything that I should do for my hands to make sure they work right?
Get those quads activated.
Mm-hmm, little stretches like this.
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna like roll up it as if it was a quarter pipe and it's called a slappy. It would go slow motion.
Yeah.
Right here, and angle.
Angle. So slow would be like.
Yep. Yeah, see?
See if I could do it real time.
There it was.
Felt so good.
Right there.
Oh,
right
clean.
There.
Let's go with an ollie.
Okay.
Slam down, move forward.
Yeah.
Wow. You're getting there.
You can only get like a millimeter off the surface. Okay, I did an ollie. So moral of the story, this is extremely hard.
Try to ollie onto this, it might make it easier.
Give me 19 years, and I'll be the next Tony Hawk of fingerboarding.
Try and like lift your hand up a little higher so that.
Oh, dude, that was sick.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me about the early days of the community?
I actually made the first fingerboard event that I know of, like the first meetup of online fingerboarders. We set up in my parents' driveway and just did like this fingerboard meetup.
Is it weird to watch those videos knowing what you turned this industry into?
Yeah, it all started from just that one meetup in the driveway, and then we did it again and got bigger each time. Like when people saw that first video, they were like, this is possible. Like this is real, you know, we can do this.
When did you officially go pro?
You go pro when your name's on the board, you know? So my name was first on the board in either late 2014 or early 2015.
Slush Cult found me and they, you know, asked me to ride for their team. So about like 6 months ago.
Nice. Yeah.
My first like big sponsor was Black River. I'm gonna guess maybe 2008 or so. It kind of like took things to the next level of like seriousness.
Can you tell me about the brand that you make?
I started my own company called Flat Face Fingerboards, and I started that in 2003. It was just me modifying the boards and selling different parts for like $3 to $5 to kids in school. And then people started ordering them from all over the place. I had to shut the website down because I got too many orders and I couldn't keep up with it. And I told my parents one time, like they asked me, oh, how's your website going? I was like, oh, it's closed. And they were like, what do you mean it's closed? I was like, yeah, I got too many orders. And they're like, that's not a problem. Like, we just gotta figure out how you can handle that. And so my mom started working for me full time.
9 years old, started a company, now you employ your parents.
Yep.
The whole thing is sorry for fingerboarding. We're never sorry. Mm. And it was 2 or 3 years later after the first event that we started manufacturing boards. I was just like tired of seeing other people at my event writing other products. Like, why don't I make some cool stuff, you know?
What are your goals for your fingerboarding career moving forward?
Looking through the world records, there's no fingerboard one. I want to set that.
Do you have any goal for what fingerboard record you would set?
I would only compare to something that seems right. There is a kid in the UK skateboarding, and he did the most kickflips in 30 seconds, 18, right? So that one seems obtainable, but it's also doable on a fingerboard. Nice. So that's something I'd want to try.
Do you want to do that today?
Yeah, let's get it.
Today we are going to set the world record for the most kickflips performed in 30 seconds on a fingerboard. Oh. Nerves are through the roof, adrenaline pumping through those veins.
Oh yeah. You
just like shake out those jitters. Shake out those jitters. I know that you have millions of people watching right now, but like nothing to worry about. It's just us right now. We're in the zone. 3, 2, 1, go. You got 32.
Yeah.
You landed 32 with 2 seconds left.
Yeah.
She counted 33.
33. Yeah.
Okay, 33.
33 it was.
That
okay, 33.
Good.
We are going to submit that to the world records.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, Nash. Good job.
Thank you.
How close is fingerboarding to becoming an Olympic sport?
Skateboarding just got in, which I never thought I would see. Like, skateboarding became a lot more like mainstream and accepted and stuff in the last 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then fingerboarding is like kind of following it in a way.
So the Olympics has big tennis and then they got little tennis on the table. So they got big skateboards, why not little skateboards on the table?
I'm gonna have to contact them.
You can use that verbatim. You can just type that in.
Olympics fingerboarding needs to happen.
How much does the quality of the board impact your performance?
When you're at the skill level, that I'm at now.
Yeah.
I could use a keychain board. You use the high quality and professional board to make things easier for yourself, but also elevate your skills. Not trying to discourage any kid to not go and grab a tech deck, you know, $3 and not $160. Get into the scene,
right?
But learn it first.
Can you break down how much a good board would cost?
The Pro Deck can run anywhere from like 20 bucks to $60. Mm. And then for the wheels, it depends again what you like. I like riding oaks, which are made out of real urethane. These run around like 30, maybe $60. The trucks themselves, these are 60 plus the grip tape.
Oh yeah?
Some grip tapes are more expensive. I think this one's like $3, but the one, there's other ones that cost like $8 a piece.
Mm.
So it adds like another 10 bucks.
$190 board.
Yeah, same cost as like a real.
Damn.
The boards are made of really thin wood, five layers of it, just like that.
So these are the five layers of
so,
a board.
Yep, so they're glued together. They're molded like a real skateboard. You can use different types of wood, different colors, and then you sand it into shape. You drill the holes in it. You sand it like smooth and lacquer it and all that. Then you put all the pieces on.
What about skate parks? How much do fingerboard skate parks cost to purchase? Can you even purchase?
A fingerboard park would probably be anywhere from $300 to $3,000.
Damn, can you show me what the process is like for actually creating one of these parks from scratch?
Yeah, let me grab my computer and I'll show you the modeling of it all. So here we have South Bank Skate Park in London.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was cool. And I was like, you know, I need that in my living room.
Mm.
And I learned this program in 3 days. In my mind, to transfer to the computer and then to the wood, like, you know, about a week long process, but also learning all at the same time.
Yeah.
You take all these elements and now you blow it up into like Lego parts and the rest is fitting it together, sanding, you know, wood fill, all that, the paint job.
Yeah.
And you get this.
So how long does it take you to build one of these out now that you know the program?
I can do it in a few hours.
Few hours?
Yeah.
And then after you build that, how long to get it into a physical product here?
2 days.
2 days? That's incredible, dude.
Yeah.
Good job. This is amazing.
Thank you.
What goes on through your mind as you're fingerboarding?
Clarity. Like, just being calm. Everything else around me just shuts down. Like, it's so calming and energizing at the same time. It's such a, it's like meditating almost.
You know, a lot of people say like, oh, I do carve out time to relax and play. I play video games. I watch a show that I'm interested in. It's not the same as doing something where you are just fully engrossed in like a physical activity.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
That like fires up parts of your brain that I feel like you don't really get when you are looking at a screen.
I've recently been learning more about how play is so important. You know, that's something that you do as a kid, just innately you know you want to play. There's no reward that you're going to get for it. It just feels right. And then as we age, we stop reserving that time for ourselves. We get in these habits, these routines, and we say like, oh, but if I break outside of my routine, it's because I'm trying to build toward this bigger goal, you know, whether it be money or setting yourself up for something in the future. And we forget to just play. And that is so necessary, but yet none of us, almost none of us, give ourselves time to do that. You are here, yeah. And you reserve, you said 20 to 30 minutes a day, you're just playing.
It's like a sense of calm. My mom always says, if I hear fingerboarding, I know everything's good. Skateboarding and fingerboarding keeps everybody young. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because it's like an ageless thing. Like you said, you're taking time out of your day to basically play around. It's super crucial because it keeps you exploring the world rather than like dealing with the world.
Has fingerboarding helped you through any tough times?
Fingerboarding is really what allowed me to just keep going, you know, because when you get depressed, sometimes you just want to stay in bed. Sometimes you just want to just everything, you know, just want to sleep all day. But fingerboarding really like took me out to the kitchen. It's just like, no, like just do some tricks and, you know, work your way through it. And it was a good healing process, a good activity for me to distract my mind and to also think about the things that I was going through.
The anxiety and depression, those kinds of things happen from time to time. And like, I got over them, I got through them, and fingerboarding and skateboarding were both a huge part of that. How you're thinking when you're in a bad mindset is why you're still in that mindset. So do the opposite if you need to. Mm-hmm. Force yourself to go do something. The moment you touch one of these, you're having fun, even if it's just for a few minutes in the day. Like, be creative, make a video. Like, there's endless things you can do, and it just brings a lot of happiness.
Has being a woman in such a male-dominated sport had any impact on you?
There's been one negative, you know, impact. You know, get a bunch of supportive comments, and then this guy who I've never heard of, never talked to before, he comments, I spend so much time on my tricks and I do so many cool technical tricks, but I don't, you know, I don't get the same support or recognition as someone like you. You're just getting all the support and all this notoriety because you're a girl. The thing I love about the community is they came and they supported me. They're like, no, you know, this, we're not supporting her because she's a girl, because she's an awesome member of the community and person who cares and just spreads love, you know, and they kind of shot back at him in a healthy way. And I actually went onto his profile. He had one video of him skating. I'm just like, how are you going to get any support, any love if you literally have one video? And it's, you know what I mean? Like, why are you talking shit?
Is that when you learned the word incel? Why do you think fingerboarding draws mostly a male crowd?
I think it's like skateboarding. It's just like a guy sport, you know, kind of like football. Like, it's known for, because you can get hurt easily, you know, it's not frail, it's not like a girly thing to do. So I think the culture in skateboarding just attracts more males and therefore skateboarding.
Do you think it's because when skateboarding was established 50 years ago now, it was mostly like women being told that they can't or shouldn't do something like that, that's dangerous.
And definitely. It makes you, when you're told something over and over again, it makes you believe that, you know?
Yeah.
And it discourages people from getting into it.
Before we continue learning about the world of pro fingerboarders, I would love to thank the one and only Mint Mobile for sponsoring this episode. Mint Mobile, of course, is the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, starting at just $15 a month. By cutting out retail stores completely, there's no ridiculous overhead costs that get passed on down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint Mobile passes on those sweet savings directly to you. All their plans also come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And the best part is you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, so you don't have to worry about the hassle of changing your number or losing all your contacts with it. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. So to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and to get the plan shipped directly to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Padilla. That's mintmobile.com/Padilla to support this series and to cut your wireless bill down to $15 a month. And while I got you here, I'd also like to thank BetterHelp for their continued partnership. Therapy has been extremely helpful in shaping who I am today by allowing me to have empathy for my younger self and therefore understand my current self better. But therapy can be customized to whatever is right for you specifically and can be really useful in providing tools to help with motivation or feelings of depression, anxiety, stress, insecurity, or whatever else you might need. BetterHelp has been continuing to improve throughout the years and screens all their therapists to ensure that they have experience and are certified and licensed and provides customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your licensed therapist. Like, you don't have to see anyone on camera or speak over the phone if that's not something that you're comfortable with. And as many of us know, therapy can be expensive, and the price of finding a therapist you like and actually connect with can get overwhelming, which is why BetterHelp offers a more affordable alternative to in-person therapy, where you can start communication with your therapist in less than 48 hours. So thanks again to BetterHelp, who are giving I Spend a Day with viewers and listeners 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Padilla. That's better, HELP.com/Padilla. Now, back to the world of Pro Fingerboarding. You mentioned that there is one celebrity specifically that you know of that is into fingerboarding that has kind of kept it a secret, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, Justin Bieber. You know, I've seen him post, I think, one or two posts. You know, we easily want to just say, like, oh, he's scared of what people will think. But we never truly know. You know, maybe he has plans of starting his own fingerboard thing. Mm. But I think it would be awesome for him to post more about it, to be more open about it, because it can inspire a lot of people. Mm.
Con Inc. wants to know if your fingers ever get sore after fingerboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, not gonna lie. You're not supposed to be twisting your hand like that, you know?
Right.
Like, all these movements.
You're telling me this isn't a natural human behavior going like this?
No, these aren't your legs.
R wants to know what the weirdest thing is that anyone's ever assumed fingerboarding is.
Oh, you're good at fingerboarding? Does that mean you're good at, you know?
With your fingers. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, yeah.
People make comments sometimes like, oh, you're real good with your fingers, stuff like that, but yeah, we're not gonna go there for the kids watching.
Yeah,
you
know,
there's a lot
comments
you can do
like
with
that.
Your fingers with these. So
yeah, yeah.
Might translate to other skills.
Yeah, who knows? What is it about fingerboarding that brings you the most joy?
The entire journey that it's taken me on and everybody else too. It's brought me across the world. It's like, you know, it's my job. It employs a bunch of people, my family, some friends. I got contacted by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mm. They told me that there was a kid in the Netherlands that wanted to meet me. They flew me out there and I got to meet him, and we made a video together, and it was just like on another level. Like, I never ever would have expected something like that happening.
Yeah.
And it was really, really powerful.
Do you hope to fingerboard until the day you die?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Zero thought.
Yeah. It makes you feel like a kid, you know, just playing, but also growing and being around other young people.
I'm gonna be that old dude that looks way too old to be on a board that's just cruising down the street. And people are just like, no way, did you see that, dude?
If there's anyone watching who wants to pick up fingerboarding but is maybe nervous about the judgment that they might receive from people, is there anything you want to say to them?
Don't worry about what anyone thinks. You're gonna be weird. You're gonna look weird when you're fingerboarding at dinner.
Yeah.
You're in your own world. Make your trick. Be stoked. Who cares what they think? And let that fingerboard send you around the world.
What do you think the biggest misconception is about fingerboarders?
If people say you need to grow up, because it's like, no, I'm literally trying not to grow up. That's the whole point.
That's the point.
And
I don't want
like
to.
Every aspect of your life, you have to grow up. You have no choice. You have to have something that's keeping you young, and you can totally grow up while still doing something like fingerboarding and skateboarding.
All right, you got 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into that camera. Go.
If you like electronic music, go check me out at hellonurse.com.
Go to flatfacefingerboards.com, check out my YouTube and my Instagram, MikeSchneider161.
If you want a new fingerboard or to come out to an event, check out sorryforfingerboarding.com. Or Sorry for Fingerboarding on Instagram.
If you're not subscribed to him, what are you doing here? He's another OG YouTuber. We've both been on here in 2006.
Man, literally, when you go to either of our old videos, it says uploaded 15 years ago.
Yep. So
that's weird.
It's crazy. It's really cool. And it's going to say 30 in the future.
It will. Well, there you have it. I spent a day with pro fingerboarders, and I feel like I understand just how important it is to allow yourself to experiment with different outlets that bring you joy and self-confidence, even if people tell you to grow up or stop being a child, because allowing yourself to play might actually be the thing that keeps us all young forever. Have you been arrested for fingerboarding before?
Yeah, in the cuffs, man.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, why?
Because you probably shouldn't fingerboard on government buildings.
You just got cuffed up, what happened?
It's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, oh shit, like, oh, it's a toy, you know? Like,
yeah.
Hey, come here, and it's like cuffed up.
Were you like the whole pushed against a cop car type situation?
No, just like, like, oh, for us, it just looked like you're defacing property. Like, yeah. You guys look like good kids. Get out of here. Was I sorry? No.
No.
You seen the clips I got? Yeah. Phenomenal.
Those clips, fire.
I'll walk with you.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, bro.
I'll be up here for support. For support.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. Bailed. Wasted.
Get it back in the game, buddy!